HD Smartcast. You are listening to Health Shots brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hello everyone. Welcome back to She Slays. This week we are in conversation with Isha Kathuria, a 25-year-old resident of Delhi who lives in Dwarka and is a teacher. Isha has been dealing with a very rare health problem since a very long time now. Her problem is called thalassemia intermedia, which basically results in shortage of adult hemoglobin in the body, causing stunted growth, which resulted in her going through struggles like bullying, stress, and a lot of mental trauma. This was something she was diagnosed with when she was a mere child. And since childhood, she has been on capsules and folic acid tablets to maintain a minimum level of hemoglobin in her body. And of course, having a good relationship and trust and support from her family has helped to cope with the problem that she faced. Of course, this disease is not curable, but by sheer perseverance and determination, Isha has been able to manage it and get it under control.
My name is Isha Kathuria and I am a teacher by profession. I am 25 years old and I am located at Dwarka in New Delhi. I am a patient of thalassemia intermedia, that is often called anemia, but is not. My brother is a thalassemia major and he gets blood transfusion done every month. I am on a capsule and folic acid tablet since my childhood to maintain a minimum level of hemoglobin in my body. So basically, thalassemia intermedia is a blood-related disorder that decreases the body's ability to produce adult hemoglobin. Actually, since childhood only, when my brother was born, he got seriously ill and then he was diagnosed with thalassemia major. That means the only treatment was to get blood transfusion done. And then my parents did not know that I was also thalassemia intermedia by that time. But then when we found out about my brother's illness, then as we were growing up, after my tests were done, then the doctors claimed that even your daughter is a thalassemia, but she is not major, she is minor. The major difference is a thalassemia major has to go through a blood transfusion every month. His body is not able to produce hemoglobin in sufficient amounts. On the other hand, I being a minor, I am given capsules and folic acid tablets to maintain a minimum level of hemoglobin in my body. That is the major difference. Since my childhood, I was not aware that I am having such blood disorder. I was constantly worrying about my brother that, you know, he goes to hospital every month, and constantly I was worried about him, and even my parents also. They were constantly worried about him. So I was never bothered of what I was getting impacted by this disorder. You know, I had a stunted body growth. I hit my puberty when I was 18. So before that I was constantly body shamed by my other classmates that ye to bachchi hai, ye to, she looks like a kid, choti si bachchi hai, because my body growth was stunted. So when I was 18 and I got my first period, it was really painful for me, other than the normal girls, because already my body was weak, my immune system was weak, and I did not had any idea about this pain. So they were really harsh on me. My parents did not leave any stone unturned for my brother and me. Majorly for my brother, because he was going through a lot. Every month he used to get a cannula, the blood transfusion. So my parents took both of us to AIIMS so that they can know more about our disease. So in AIIMS, they only said that the only treatment of thalassemia major is that bone marrow transplant, and that bone marrow transplant is also can be done only when the sibling of the child is healthy. So I had to be healthy in order to give bone marrow transplant to my brother, and the case was opposite totally. So they said ki actually we even are surprised for Isha that she is not getting transfused. So just consider this thing lucky that she is not getting transfused. And then last year only, my father took me to Medanta Hospital to visit a hematology specialist. After those multiple tests, I asked him that whether splenectomy can be done for me so that my blood level remains good. And he said, if I'll do splenectomy with you, you will have your immune system will be zero, Isha. And I don't think you should go for this. I think you should continue eating your capsule and these folic acid tablets, and you should take your health very, very seriously. I have many incidents to share, but one incident that was very stressful was my college one, because after school I went to college, and obviously other girls of my age were having good, their personality was charming and they looked good, and I was the one who looked childish or kiddish, and even my body growth was stunted, so I was having small breasts. So they used to make fun of me, they used to taunt me, they used to make jokes. At that time I was very conscious about how I looked, and at that time I became very introvert, very shy type of person. Although I was very good at studies, my lecturers used to praise me every now and then. And the surprising thing is, I went to a girls' college. I have done my teaching training from a girls' college. So the girls only used to humiliate me. That is the most stressing thing. My family always stood by me. They are literally, because if my family would not have been there, I think I would not be able to come up till where I am today. Because my relationship with my family is really excellent, and my parents are there for each and everything. I was able to cross every hurdle of my life with my father's support. He was a constant moral booster for me. He always got my back. He always used to give me lessons. He always used to say, "Oh, you make me proud no matter what." That always gives me strength, and it always used to give me power. And also my brother, who is a big source of strength for me. Also, I had one or two friends to confess anything, or to share my secrets, or to share my insecurities. But rest of the friends, they were just a part of the crowd that used to taunt me for my body. One piece of strength is my father, without any doubt. Till the time we were born, we came into his life, he has been in a constant struggle. He has tried everything to make us feel that we are not incomplete. Till now, I'm 25, till now he is so overprotective. When in college, he observed that I was sort of going into depression because of the friends that were judging me. So he was there to tell me that there are two types of people. Good people, you also meet bad people, but you have to choose the company of good people that motivate you for everything. The bad ones should not affect you. I realized it many times that he is the only reason that even I am alive today. He wants to see me winning. He wants to see me happy. He wants to see us getting successful. So he is the sole reason I am alive. Now I'm like, I love my life. I love myself. I even try and hug myself and I say that you have come a long way, dear. Kudos. I'm a teacher. I am even exploring writing field, and I pen down poems. This is the first time I'm telling my journey like this to someone. It doesn't matter how big your life is, how much you live in those moments, that matters. I am ready to fly high. I am in a full spirit to achieve my dreams, and I have a long way to go. I have a long list of dreams which I still have to achieve. I pat on my back and say, you have come a long way, and still there is a long way to go. My Instagram name says The Budding Poetess. So this is one of my short-term aims, and I see myself as a teacher in next few years as well, because this is a profession in which I have invested my time, my money, and my energy, my hard work. This is my humble request. So first, please donate blood if God has blessed you with a healthy body, because there are people out there who are getting blood transfusions done every month. So please be grateful to God for this. And secondly, please donate blood. I remember last week my brother was in the hospital, and the hospital staff asked for the donations. So they said they won't be giving blood to my brother till there is a donor out there who will be donating in place of that blood packet. Please, please, I request, please donate blood. And we were in tears that day because my brother called up from the hospital saying that they are not giving blood until a donor is there. And if you are listening to me, please donate blood. You don't know how that packet of blood is going to help, but please donate blood. Somebody is needing it, and it will be a blessing in disguise. And secondly, for girls especially, 5 or 6 out of 10 women in India are anemic. So that means we are going to give birth to a generation that will be lacking blood in their body. Please, please, before you get your horoscopes matched with a boy, get your blood test done with him. Because if you both, husband and wife, are going to have a good amount of blood in your body, then you are going to give birth to a healthy child. So girls, please, horoscopes are not necessary. Please get blood test done. This is my humble request. Don't give birth to a generation which is not healthy or which is starving for blood. That's it.
So this was Isha Kathuria's story, a She-Slays champion who has been fighting thalassemia intermedia since her childhood. Isha, thank you so much for taking out the time and sharing such a powerful story with us. We are sure that it will inspire so many of our She-Slays listeners and also encourage other women to be able to share their story of slaying health-related problems or fighting them every day with grit, perseverance and determination. So listeners, if you too have a story to share with us, then do write to us at healthshots@hindustantimes.com and let us tell your story to the world. Till then, take care of yourself, stay indoors and stay inspired. This is Chaya Dabas, your host, signing off for the week. We will be back next week with another She Slays story. And don't forget to like, share and subscribe to Health Shots and She Slays, now streaming across all your favorite audio streaming platforms. Bye-bye and take care.
You were listening to Health Shots, brought to you by HD Smartcast.
HD Smartcast.